This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 4, and this is dated on the Baruch Hashem, the 27th day of Sivan in Tafshin Yud Aleph, Brooklyn. Shalom Avracha, peace and blessing. So the Rebbe responds, this is an answer to your letter from the second day, which is Monday, of the portion of Shalach, in which you inform me about the health situation of your wife, may she live. So when I will be on the resting place on the Tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, the title's here, I will mention her, and for sure he will arouse great mercy for her. For sure she had received instructions from the doctor, and she follows them, those instructions. And I would be interested to find out if, besides what you write about the bitter salt and magnesia, do you know also about the matter of bashtralung, or about an operation? Rebbe is giving some medical advice over here, if he knows about it, he's telling them. Because even though Hashem is the one that heals all flesh, it is, the custom is that it should somewhat have some connection, hold in nature. Even if it's a very minute, even a very small piece. As I once heard from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that to the Alter Rebbe, someone came to him, somebody who was very sick, lo yaleinu, not upon us, but it was somebody who was very sick. He went and he healed him by giving him a piece of shmura matzah and a half a glass of water. So the Rebbe, you see that at least you need some connection to nature that needs to be. Or else why did he need a piece of matzah? Why did he need the water? Because you need something physical. So even though the Eibishter is one that healed, it was the bracha, but it needs to have some sort of a connection into the Gashmis. The Rebbe wants to say, even though it's a very far connection, it's only a small connection, because the person was very sick.
Yeah.
So, but there has to be some sort of a connection. Hashem Yisborech should listen to your prayers and your requests, and you should be able to notify good news about it. My earlier letter that I sent you, I'm sure you already received it timely. I would be interested to find out in how your daughter settled with your son-in-law, the rabbi, and if he remained still in the Ola Shel Torah, which means does he still occupy himself with his Torah and that matters, or what is his life, where is taking him? Asking to let the Rebbe know. The Rebbe wants to know everybody's, Rebbe cared about everyone, and everybody's situation meant a lot to the Rebbe. The Rebbe wanted people to write to him and tell him about their lives and make him happy. In most cases, people wrote to the Rebbe sometimes things that upsetting. The Rebbe writes that. They should tell him the good news too. He wants to hear all the good news as well.